be an historical narration of the wonderful footsteps of divine providence, the life of Frankie. Chapter 3. Of the many hard trials under which the work through the mighty protection and blessing of God have been carried on. Because many, for want of sufficient information, have conceived wrong notions of the whole affair, and so missed of the truth, and others out of what hath been said concerning the manifold and admirable proofs of God's providence, might perhaps find themselves prompted to think that forasmuch as we had obtained everything we wanted after a hearty application to the Lord, the enterprise has been carried on without any trials and difficulties. I think it necessary to set the business in its full light, and to subjoin here a short account of several hard and, to flesh and blood, almost insupportable circumstances under which the work has lain ever since its first beginning. Some have been very liberal of their reflections, saying that at first this was a work of faith indeed, but and now it hath lost that character, there being a significant stock provided to carry it on. Others, that it was no great business for anyone to set up an hospital that had wherewithal to do with it. But such men have been absolute strangers, both to the frame of my mind and the circumstances attending the affair, else I am sure they would far otherwise have conceived it of this matter. Though the being furnished with a fund sufficient for the poor might place a man above the reach of many such trials, yet it would require still a constant care and application to manage it well and faithfully. But what difficulties he is to wade through that has not the least settled provision, and yet a great many people about him who expect to be fed and clothed and furnished with other necessities, nobody is able to judge, but he that hath made the experiment of which those parents who are obliged to provide but for one poor family are the most competent judges. He whose cellar and kitchen are stored with all manner of plenty is quite a stranger to these trials, and human reason does not see beyond the sphere of things present. Whenever these fail, it is ready to give all over for loss. Number 2. For such hours of probation wherein I was reduced to the utmost poverty have not once but very often come upon me, in which not only I had nothing but could not so much as espouse any means by which we might be supplied. When I first set myself about this business, I thought that the Lord in the first onset of poverty would presently relieve the necessity. But I did not then know the meaning of that expression, "Mine hour is not yet come," and that Providence now and then traces such untrodden paths that human reason is not able to follow it. And this proved the comment upon David saying, "But thou, O Lord, how long?" Extreme what? It has often happened that I had not one farthing left, though the next day the steward was to go to market to provide for provisions for about 300 persons. Now and then I was obliged to pick together such pence and farthings as were laid aside for the benefit of those poor people that begged from door to door. Such things as were not absolutely necessary have been turned into money to buy bread. We happened once to be in the utmost want, when the steward, finding me void of all relief, went back with a heavy heart to see whether he could scrape together 2 groats to buy some candles, that the children might not be forced to sit in the dark, and he found nothing till night came on. And so it has often fallen out that the steward, having given me notice of the present want, has been obliged to go empty away, and I must confess that the frame of my mind was not then perplexed at the want we were in, though by taking a share of the burden that the other lay under, I was not a little affected with the crossness of his circumstances. and such pressing necessities have often afflicted us, till our hope of help and relief was expired, and human reason did not see any manner of probability of being delivered from our straits. 3. In the extremity of such want and poverty, it has sundry times fallen out that many of the begging poor, not only in our neighborhood, but also from remote places, have very importunately pressed us to make provision for them, as if they had been a great fund of money and my house ready to be distributed. But if I was not able to supply their necessities with a present relief, I needed not think it strange that foul speeches and unkind censures were uttered against me. Nay, in the midst of such trials of want and poverty, there have been persons who attempted at the same time to get from me 10, 20, 100, several hundred, yea, 1,000 and some thousands of crowns. And when I told them that all this was beyond my ability, I being myself in great straits, they would exclaim against me as void of charity and compassion towards men and trust in God. Others have forced the poor upon me without making the least inquiry whether there was any provision in store for their relief. Some of these, whenever it was possible, have been taken in, and some have been sent back, though with a great deal of compassion, unavoidably necessary, obliging me to such a procedure. After we were fully stocked with pork, and utterly unable to receive any more, there were nevertheless some who, by their earnest solicitation to get into the house, wearied me and put me to a great deal of sorrow and compassion. Nay, I scruple not to say that the care of those who actually were received into the hospital was not so heavy upon me as the pressing importunities of those who were not received and whose request I was not able to fulfill. 4. Ingratitude. These difficulties were commonly accompanied with great unthankfulness from many people, which alone had been sufficient to weary out the most resolute patient, especially in one that would make it his business rather to please men than promote the honor of God and the welfare of mankind. This has been clearly visible in the conduct of some, who not only have been most backward in lending in helping hand towards carrying on so difficult an enterprise, though tending to the common benefit of the town and country, but have also passed the most rash censures upon so useful an undertaking in entertaining many odd suspicions against it, and believing all manner of groundless reports and calamities thrown upon it, and by such uncharitable proceedings have put me to many difficulties. Nay, if I endeavored by lawful ways to procure some help for the hospital, they have bent the whole force of their wit against it. 5. But still greater has been the ingratitude of some whose children, or those of their relations, have been taken into the hospital out of mere compassion, being reduced to beggarly want and poverty, and maintained at least in schooling, if not also in clothes, diet, and other necessities. These now being excited partly by their own malice, partly by the spiteful contrivancy and false suggestions of other people, have spread about the country the most abominable reports and imputations instead of a thankful acknowledgment. One, while they would give out that the children were us moved inhumanely in their diet than the very dogs. Another, while they were exposed to the intolerable hardship of incessant labor. While such an even pretended to vindicate the management of our affairs, though they would excuse me, did yet lay the blame upon them that were instructed with the immediate ordering of the children. By these and like groundless imputations, the first contrivances whereof have been much countenanced by others of the same disposition, many well-being persons have now and then had occasion to inquire into the true state of the affair, and so to put me to the trouble of making many apologies. Not to mention here at large how often I have been obliged to call to an account those that had any share in the management of the hospital to know the certainty of the matters called in question, whereby at that time the business itself they were instructed with what obstructed, and they themselves, sometimes dejected, seeing how little thanks they had for their fidelity, as if at any time a small oversight has happened or a false step was made, which